Something new this meeting that we are facilitating is Charlie Sachs is Facebook Live-ing for us today.
And not only is that new window opening at the Radford Arsenal, Lieutenant Colonel James Scott is also opening its doors to the public.
So we're bringing our first responders out in April. Local officials will be invited out to come in May. Our community partners have been on this journey with us. We're going to invite them out in June. And then August, we're looking to do a full launch and a full open house.
At its quarterly community meeting at the Christiansburg Public Library, several people thanked Arsenal officials for the steps they're taking, like plans for a new state-of-the-art incinerator and a new process for literally cutting some toxic materials down to sizes small enough for disposal inside an existing one. Both devices would reduce the amount of lead waste emissions. The Arsenal has also greenlighted a plan by the Ecological and Human Health in Rural Communities team at Virginia Tech to measure air pollution in real time. It will be the first time sites in the community around the Arsenal will be studied. EHHRC will document data and residents' concerns and share their findings with the Arsenal, local and national officials. And the public. I'm Robbie Harris.